Gibson, Massaqua, and Cameron, I'm going to rule them out at this point. All right, they won't even make the trip with us, so I'll save you the searching on that. All right. Other than that, I'll take your questions.
Did Gibson get hurt yesterday in practice?
Or he what? Did. He did.
If Hag plays for him, mm-hmm. what do you think he's learned from those two starts early and then not starting again?
Well, I think he's learned that he can play in this league. He did a good job while he was in there. And he does a good job in coverage. And I'm sure anytime you play for a while and then you don't play, you kind of it gives you a little better view of it while you're watching it. And so I'm sure he's learned something as he's prepared.
I know you, is ball control really important in this game, maybe more than others? Because it seems like a track meet with them might not be a good idea.
I think what's important is scoring points, you know, and I think you got to score points however you can. It makes sense for their offense to not be on the field. So I'll take it the other way. We can't have a whole bunch of three and outs.
I think we haven't seen Tank Carter play a lot in the defense, maybe some goal line
stuff. Yeah.
What do you see out of him?
Well, you know, he's a long player, and he does a good job of – he's very physical, and I think he's got pretty good instincts for the position. So he's another one of those young linebackers that is going to get a good opportunity.
Last 2 weeks, Travis Benjamin's given you a big punt return for a score, mm-hmm. big touchdown for a score.
Mm-hmm.
You look, think maybe he's someone you're going to try and get the ball to this week?
He'll be out there playing. Yeah. So we'll have plays designed to throw it his way. We'll see if we can get it done.
How about Josh Cooper, Pat? Do you think there's a spot for him this weekend?
He'll play this weekend. Yep.
And
he'll replace Mo.
And I don't think we had a – I don't know if I'm remembering or not remembering, but Jordan Norwood, how's he looked coming back?
He looks good. Yeah, he practiced all week, and so we'll be able to make a decision on him next week.
Okay.
But he looked good. He would require a roster move
right.
to get him back up.
Do you like that new rule?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's played out well. We're able to use it, and if there wasn't the new rule right now, Jordan wouldn't be out here practicing. So, yeah, I do.
If you do not, I mean, he's still your property, right? He's, I mean, he has to stay on IR, so you don't have to do that.
Property? Now, these are human beings, right?
Well, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you talking know. Like a personnel guy now, you know?
Yeah.
No. No, he still is a player for the Browns.
Right.
Yeah. I'm making a joke, of
yeah,
course.
I know. Yeah,
yeah.
I know that's a harsh word.
Hey, Pat, I know we've talked about Von Miller a lot. How about Dumervil? What specifically makes him a challenging defensive end?
Well, he's a defensive end along the lines of Freeney and Mathis. You know, really pass rushers, and they're stocky. They're hard to get your hands on, and they're very, very explosive. And so, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us. Von Miller is more of a linebacker type guy that you see more in coverage. Now, they both play coverage, but that's pretty much the difference.
And Frosty, going to be good to go?
Yeah, I mean, we're hopeful that he'll be ready.